This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Cheeseburger club.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll, fight.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and it is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Make this season your season with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, we go down to the great state of Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
It's college basketball season. A lot of good stuff going on in Kentucky most years.
Big Blue Nation.
Big Blue Nation.
Yeah.
They got two teams down there. They really get after each other a little bit.
And
so we got quite a story. So hopefully you're sitting down.
Everybody talks about the weather. And in Kentucky, they say if you don't like it, wait a few minutes and it will change.
They say that everywhere.
I guess they
legitimately say that everywhere I've ever been. They say that's a New England thing. And now you say it's a Kentucky thing?
Yeah, I'm confused.
You don't like
that.
The weather? Just wait a few minutes.
I thought we invented that here in New England.
I guess not.
But I guess apparently that's
it's
not the case.
It's always been a Kentucky thing.
You think they say it everywhere, though?
Sounds like if they're saying it in the Northeast and the Southeast.
Do you think they say it like Florida, though?
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
Famously
yeah.
In Florida.
Rains gators down there or something
they
like
might.
That?
Yeah. It might. Yeah.
Especially this time of year. You can go from snow one day to 70 degrees the next.
Hey, right, buddy.
I don't want to.
What's the story?
I don't want to upend the whole story.
Kentucky, snow, then 70.
Like every other day in Kentucky, there's snow. I don't think they must get snow periodically now.
Well, just
every
wait,
other day?
Just wait 2 hours.
Great
and
point.
Then the weather is going to change.
Great point.
But one March day several decades ago, we had a weather event like no other.
Hang on.
Several decades ago. It's not a topical story, but they are celebrating an anniversary.
Oh,
Jones.
Okay.
It's
got
a bit
it, got
of
it,
an
it.
Anniversary.
So they had weather like no other.
Yeah. What do you think?
Several decades ago.
What do you think the weather
well, you know,
incident
I mean,
was? You know, it's weather related.
We talk nonstop here about like the blizzard of 78.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But could it be a blizzard? That almost seems
March?
In a place like Kentucky too easy.
A March blizzard.
Yeah, all also right. It's March. Good point.
Actual cats and dogs.
Okay.
Rain cat and dogs.
Bill might not be that far off.
Yeah, I was thinking more in like a...
Raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, don't
gatos y perros.
But one March day several decades ago,
yeah.
We had a weather event like no other.
Hmm.
A day that stands out in the spirit of the bluegrass.
All right, so the day
in the spirit of the bluegrass.
Yeah, it stands out.
Okay.
So there's no more guesses? You're just saying a lot of snow.
Well, I was thinking, like, don't you get, like, the wild, like, cicada hatchings and things like
good
that?
Good one. We've done
yeah,
that before.
Yeah, cicadas just, like, take over.
And every time you get a story, they're like, this happens one every million years. Like, we did this 2 months ago.
Once every 7 years.
They're
once
everywhere.
Every 15 years. Yeah. Like cicadas.
It's like the blue moons and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's one of these, like,
blood moon.
Death blood moon. You're like, what is that? You're like, oh. These
wolf
never
moon.
Come around. Yeah, wolf moon.
Yeah.
Then it's like 2 weeks later. Yeah, you guys see this other moon?
The blue corn moon.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the Bath County History Museum, you can see all kinds of artifacts, reminders of a bygone era.
The state's best scientists would have come out.
But recently, one exhibit drew the longest lines. People wanted to learn more about the day Bath had a shower.
March 3rd.
All right.
Bath had a shower. So first
Bath
of all,
County.
What a turn of phrase.
Great
the Bath
line.
Had a shower. Yeah.
All right. So you guys are already kind of on it. Is it a shower of cicadas? Is it a shower of
cats and dogs?
Cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Had a shower.
March 3rd, 1876. Sometime between 11 and 12. It rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure did.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, not bad.
Like 2 minute meat rain.
Not bad.
Never personally gotten that far.
It's been remembered for 100 years.
Yeah.
It should be celebrated. Good job down there in Bath. Bath, Kentucky.
Nice.
There's a lot more where that came from.
Grandma. Grandma.
Tell me the story again.
It rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
That's right. He said it rained meat. And a chunk of that manna from heaven is stored at Transylvania University. It left its locker to be displayed in Owingsville for the Meat Shower Festival.
It's raining manna. Hallelujah. It's
maybe live show at the Meat Shower Festival?
I gotta be honest,
you
I didn't know.
Probably need like a midday show to
didn't
do
know
something.
This was a yearly celebration, yeah, but yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
An effort to preserve the history of what's preserved in this jar.
We even have kids today in our school that have never heard of it, didn't know it existed or didn't know the history of it. And as a small town community, we want to try to keep that uniqueness going.
Sounds like someone's blaming the school systems down there.
That's true.
You know? Like
a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does sound a little bit like a cartoon character.
All these.
He's like, how are they not teaching the great meat shower of 1886 in our schools?
Trump's America giveth and taketh away.
Yeah,
Department of
true.
Education, things of this nature. But yeah, okay, so that's what's going
pissed.
On.
Yeah,
he's
very pissed about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's flesh out the story.
Gross. Let's not. Let's not.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to.
I think we are. We for sure are.
Let's flesh out the story.
Nice.
A farmer's wife, Mary Crouch, was the first to notice meat falling from the sky.
Stop.
The first? Mary Crouch. Farmer's wife.
Yeah.
Was the one that noticed the meat falling from the sky. All right, Mary. This isn't a shoot the messenger type of situation here, Jones, but something's up.
How did everybody else not notice it?
Red
That's
flag.
What I want to know.
Red flag, lady.
Red meat flag.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A farmer's wife, Mary Crouch, was the first to notice meat falling from the sky. She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat.
Okay, hang on. Let's firm that up. She was or she wasn't?
She may have.
She may have been.
Scholars maintain that the translation was lost decades ago. Yeah, she may or may not have been hit by some of the raining meat.
Okay.
May have. Yeah, we don't know for sure. We can't ask her, unfortunately.
Dig her up.
Yeah. Let's get the DNA out.
She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat, which was soon scattered over an area about the size of a football field. Transylvania University art professor Kurt Gowdy has entered.
Kurt Gowdy?
Kurt Gowdy?
I think it's Kurt Gowdy.
Wow.
Also,
Transylvania.
That's the second time I've heard that.
We're just whistling.
They are saying Transylvania.
Yeah.
And it's Kurt Gowdy, not Gowdy.
It's a Dracula University.
And it's random meat.
So, I mean, what doesn't the story have?
I don't know. I keep going.
A little something for everybody.
Transylvania University art professor Kurt Gowdy has interviewed descendants of people who also saw the meat in the meadow.
Yep. It was.
Yeah. Any summer vacation plans?
Like a bird in the nest.
You can see the meat in the meadow.
He's sort of become the go-to guy for info about the rancid rain.
Okay.
Rancid rain, not bad. It's alliteration and it's punny.
It is punny.
Yeah.
I like rancid.
This guy's doing a good job. Let's be honest. He's doing a great job. I don't think we can have a better man for this job than this reporter.
You're right.
I sometimes even joke to my students that like a way to become an expert on something is to care about something that no one else cares about.
But they do care about it in Bath County, where it's not a lame claim to fame.
You like rhyming in your news stories?
Do you is the lame question. You're the one saying no one could have done it better. This is now your guy.
I don't love him there. Okay. I got to stop him
he
there.
He got away
go,
from him.
Alliteration's good. I think a pun is sort of, we're now, it's like very much accepted in news stories.
Mm-hmm,
I don't think you need to turn it into like a rhyme.
Okay.
Doesn't need to be a nursery.
That's where you jump off the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't support this.
Where it's not a lame claim to fame.
Nobody else in the world has ever had it happen. So it's really cool.
The shower happened in the community of Olympian Springs, which at the time had a famed resort hotel. Some believe the shower could have been a publicity stunt to beef up business.
Nice.
Got it?
So that, if you want to get people to come to your resort,
rain meat down upon everybody. It's like an episode of Jackass.
Huck a piece of steak at some farmer's wife.
Yes, correct.
Next thing you know, people are flocking.
I gotta go stay at this hotel. This is like a really luxury hotel. You never know when there's going to be steaks and chickens.
Was this
and,
like the Kentucky version of Chronicle?
Yeah, it could be.
Good question. I don't know. But just, you know, loose meat everywhere, all over the place. We got to go visit this place.
That look like they're training for the Kentucky Derby.
No, not that. Not that. That's coming up, by the way, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be up pretty soon.
When's the Derby? May?
May. Yeah.
Maybe put it on to bring people and attention to their hotel that was in the middle of nowhere.
Some people were brave enough or crazy enough to pick the substance up out of the fields and taste it.
Oh, come on. That's honestly the
Are
most...
Are you telling me you wouldn't do that?
That's honestly the most believable five-second rule. This is the most believable part of the story.
It's got to be fresh. Just came from the sky. Thank you. We were praying for meat, and here it is.
That's true. Maybe they thought...
Like, I dare you to try it.
I bet Kentucky in the... This was the 1800s?
This was the 1800s.
I bet it's fairly biblical.
This was the same year the Cleveland Spiders lost 134 games.
I bet it was fairly biblical, so they may have thought it was like the opposite of a plague.
Oh, here
Maybe they thought it was like all of my...
Meats.
Yeah, my faith in the Lord and going to the church every Sunday.
Meat shower.
Maybe I'm being rewarded with a meat shower and I will eat it.
Okay.
One hunter swore it was bear meat.
One hunter swore it was bear meat.
Let's fact check that.
He took a bite of it. That's definitely bear.
That's bear.
Okay.
Yeah. What did the other 10 hunters say? They're like, it's a steak.
I like how that's the big concern. What kind of meat is it? It's like, it doesn't matter. It's raining from the sky. You're interested in what kind it is right away?
It doesn't not matter. No, I mean, I'm eating it.
I think eventually you got to get there. What kind of meat is that? Looks like bear meat.
One hunter swore it was bear meat.
It could be.
One
hunter.
The other 10 are like, you're drunk there, Jeff.
we all know what they really wanted.
Cheeseburger club.
Thank you. From the skies.
From
the skies.
If it was raining cheeseburger clubs, we'd all be wolfing those down. You're right about
that. And the family dog ate enough of it to get very sick.
Okay.
What an anecdote.
Now we're questioning what kind of meat it
is. Over 100 years ago, we found out that the dog got sick.
It might have been bear meat.
It could have been bear meat.
And one lady, farmer's wife, may or may not have been hit by a stray piece.
Publicity stunt, some are suggesting.
Good point.
Or
for a world famous resort in, again, Bath, Kentucky?
Bath County, Kentucky.
Bath County, Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One hunter swore it was bear meat, and the family dog ate enough of it to get very sick.
What about, like, gummy bears? I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell out of the sky.
What are you doing now? What the hell is this? This isn't the story.
Oh, pizza fell from the sky.
Yeah. You don't need to do more of it.
We did literally just do that with Cheeseburger Club, but okay. We're not on the newscast.
No, but at least that's meat.
Yeah, well, that's
true. This guy's going gummy bears. Like, no. We don't need that.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
Right.
It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
We're doing a raining meat story. Yeah, and this guy's like, I need gummy bears.
He's got gummy bears on the brain.
Great.
He doesn't sound like, in fairness, too, he doesn't sound like a local Kentuckian
plant.
He might be a plant.
Yeah.
Gummy bears. I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell out of the sky.
Professor Godey has heard all types of theories, including that it was cosmic meat.
Are you ready for this theory?
Hang on.
Cosmic meat theory?
Didn't I already come up with this? I think I came up with the Lord rewarding everybody with cosmic meat.
Yeah, you were actually all over it.
Thank you.
So the cosmic meat theory, which does have some traction in some subreddits that are on cosmic meat.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Including that it was cosmic meat.
Sure. The New York Times published that this was probably an exploded animal from an exploded planet that just happened to rain down in this area.
So an animal on another planet. Are you still with this? So an animal.
This wasn't what I was expecting. Like I wrapped my head around it.
Let's say there was a cow on Mars and then it exploded and then it landed in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's one theory.
Okay.
If you want to sign up for that.
It's not the best theory I've heard, but let's not rule it out.
It's the worst one we've heard so far.
Okay.
But the most accepted theory is that vultures are to blame. Scientists say when the scavengers are frightened, they throw up to lighten their load.
Same.
This does happen.
Me and vultures, Spider-Man me.
I think it's a bit of a defense tactic,
too. Yeah. Because we'd always get the story where there'd be like one thing where like, oh, like a giant like lizard fell from the sky. And then it was like, oh, a bird had it and then dropped it.
Right.
But this was like a tremendous amount of meat. So I don't know if it was these vultures got sick at the same time.
Pack of vultures?
Maybe.
They're like, let's get back at these farmers down there. They never feed us anyway.
It's a hard maybe for me on
this.
So this was likely a mass vulture vomiting event.
Black and brown vultures fly up to 20,000 feet, so you might not see them.
It could have been the buzzards.
So,
can't have been the buzzards.
Vultures fly 20,000 feet in
the
sky?
That's higher than I thought.
That is...
What? Is that above a plane? Like, what the hell? Is that true?
Also, planes are higher than that.
I think I saw a turkey fly over 95 on my way into work today. No. I swear to God. Yeah.
A turkey jumped out of a tree and flew above my car the other day.
That happened to you?
The weekend. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not, yeah, but like over a car, so not this over was, the whole interstate?
It was over 95 south and north. It went like, and
yeah,
I'm like,
I don't think I can fly that.
It was bigger than, well, it was kind of gliding, but it cleared four lanes of traffic.
It was
six
flapping,
lanes?
But wasn't going anywhere.
No, it wasn't doing much, but it landed in the woods on the other side.
How did we not? How? What day was this?
Today.
How is this not at 10 o'clock?
I don't know. I got a lot on my plate.
It's 1:18. How is this just
coming up? It was wild. I was like, it wasn't a hawk, because usually when you see like a hawk close, like that's big. It was fatter than a hawk. It was either the world's fattest hawk or I think it was a turkey. But by himself or herself,
yeah, but
flew across all the highway.
Was it the buzzards?
I don't think it was the buzzards.
Turkey.
You might not see it.
It could have been the buzzards, or it could have been a bit from God, you know?
Buzzards or God? So yeah, that's back to you.
That
God,
makes sense.
God, aliens,
yeah.
Buzzards.
Inside job.
Well,
yeah, you wanted to go inside.
No, I almost said this earlier. The whole resort theory to create headlines for
that's
it.
That's true.
That is a working theory that it's an inside job. I didn't even feel like I need to say that one today.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Yeah.
At the festival, kids made paper vultures for a flying contest, and vendors sold meat art. No bones about it.
Yeah.
Describe this meat art for me, if you could.
It's also known as a selfie. You need to get the proper angle. Meat art,
in great detail,
is something that could get you canceled very quick.
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The old meat art.
Organizers found ways to carry out the theme of a meteorological mystery. And people around here still look to the sky, wondering if the forecast ever again will be cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Nailed it. Absolutely stuck the landing. Carrie Strug.
I mean, that is sticking the landing.
Yep.
Even I will
topical
grant you
reference.
That. Yeah.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs came out like 30 years ago.
My kid likes the first one. He likes the second one. Oh, you're talking about the book.
No, I'm talking about the movie. Then the movie's old, isn't it?
30 years old. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Bill Hader's in it. It's not 30 years old.
What about like gummy bears? I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell out of
this. Thanks, dude. Thanks. How many people do they have to talk to where they're like, can't use this, so, can't use that? All right, use the gummy bears
guy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sometime between 11 and 12, it rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
Nice. And that was my anniversary.
She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat.
Maybe.
Scholars disagree on that.
Probably an exploded animal from an exploded planet that just happened to rain down in this area.
Probably not, though. Probably not that.
No.
There's the madness today, Jones.
So what's the best theory? Not cosmic meat. I think best theory is inside job. You don't think
so?
That's
this
the best
was
theory?
Likely a mass vulture vomiting event.
There you go. Vulture vomiting event.
All right. Your typical plane flies between 30 and 40,000 feet. So a vulture at 20,000 feet would be below. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. As you can see that.
So if I look down, I could see a vulture next to a plane.
A vulture barfs from 20,000 feet and people ate it out of a field. That's the story.
That's right. And they celebrate it every year. The anniversary is coming up. That's the story.
All right, but really, one of your first questions when this story began, Keith, was the best one.
Yeah.
How do we broadcast live from this thing?
We
got to
get down there.
Yeah, how do we get
there? We got to get down there. It's a yearly event.
Yeah,
a lot of fun, clearly.
Like, we should.
Bear meat.
How would we not broadcast from that?
I think we're in. Budget.
Yeah, well, Ken, get on that, Ken. You know, this year it's the Woo Sox. Next year, we're celebrating.
That's right.
Where it rained meat in Bath County,
Kentucky.
Okay.
I love it.
It was a late madness, but I'd say it was worth the wait here today on Jones and Keith.